Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Laying up weights. Can we look at Hebrews 12, verse 1? Let's do the NLT translation. And as it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Now, the Bible is saying that there are people with weights. Now, we have dealt with weight on people's destiny that is hindering them from entering the place of fulfillment. Now, these are other weights. They're saying people from entering the place of fulfillment, but they are due to our own causes. They are due to our own causes. They are dragging us down. They are dragging us backward. You try to move the weight, you drag it back, you go nowhere. You stay here with me. They are just right there in the lives of various people seated in this meeting today. I'm still going to pray after now by God's grace. And God is saying that he wants to help you today. There is that weight. And weight are not necessarily sin. There's a class that is the sin. I'll come to that. But it's a class that is the weight. It can even be social media. It's a weight. You wake up every morning, the first thing you do is to take your phone. The first thing you do before praying is to take your phone. You're not sending money broadcasters to say, join morning prayer. No. You are replying chats. From 6 o'clock, enter 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You are becoming unproductive because you are engaged with something that is dragging you down. That's a weight. That's a weight. I just want to just check what's up on WhatsApp, and then, you know, before you know, I've entered YouTube. Before you know, Instagram. Before you know, Twitter. Before you know, Thread. You have added another one to your list. So you are fighting every time. Today you are up. Tomorrow you are down. Today you are on fire for God. I carry the fire of the Holy Ghost. This one. That one. Tomorrow, you have put up the fire by yourself. Today, your light is shining so bright. Maybe like 100 watt bulb. Shining. Tomorrow, your light is like candlelight. They are weights dragging you down. They will never allow you enter your place of destiny. They will drag down your spiritual life. Because those times you used to maybe do social media, for example, you could have studied the word. And then when it's late night, to 12, 3 minutes to 12. I've not read my Bible for today. You press it. Then the Bible will be reading. And you find yourself in dreamland. These are weights. They may look like they're cheap, but check your life. Just check you. Instead of spending 3 hours on social media, I could have been productive with something else. So these are weights. I could have been reading my books for exam. Somebody says, I'm just trying to relax. Relax. From relaxing 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. But you struggle to pray for 10 minutes. You struggle to pray for 10 minutes. God says, I want to help you tonight. I want to help you tonight. And then there is a class of the weight that is called sin. The Bible says, the sin that so easily beset you. Meaning that, if I see this sin, I cannot but just sin. If I see this sin, I must sin the sin. I cannot just see the sin and turn my face away. I must enter into the sin. That's the sin that so easily beset us. So easy to trip you up. So easy to fall into. There is that sin. There is that sin. Somebody's heart today, in this meeting, online, overflow, wherever you are. In this meeting, that sin is there in your heart. Some people, it's like addiction. You can't but. Somebody else is lying at impulse. They can't but lie. Say the truth. No. When they see opportunity to lie, they embrace it. Brother Linus and Sister Lilac. Tonight, the Lord wants to help you. The Lord wants to help you. Different categories of sin. Different things that people deal with. Different things people are battling with. But these are the struggles that are stopping from entering your place of spiritual destiny. Prophecies have gone ahead of you, but these things are stopping you. Because they are that sin that easily beset you. They are sins. I'm going to pray tonight. I don't think I'll spend so much time because As I'm looking at the time, I'm saying that time is flying. It's seriously flying. You need to drop that weight. Can you talk to someone and say, you need to drop that weight? Can you shake them just a little and say, you need to drop that weight? Drop the weight. Drop it. That weight is killing you. You need to drop it. I pray that the Holy Spirit will help you tonight in the name of Jesus. For some person, the weight in their mind is a mental weight of wrong mindset. Wrong mindset. So that's the weight that is not allowing them to get to the place that God wants them to get to. So I'm talking about sin and weight side by side now. Some of them are not sinful. Some of them are sinful. So somebody has a wrong mindset and feels like all men are scum. All men are dogs. Maybe you marry. But yeah, you marry one of the dogs. Because you are saying all men. So that mindset alone is enough to limit you. It's a weight that's not allowing brothers to see you. Because that's your belief. So they know that as you are seeing them as dogs, so they are seeing you as maybe ape or something else. So they can't come to you. They can't come to you. You don't look attractive with wrong mental mindsets. I just stop people. They are praying, I want to get married. Oh Lord, in these 20 days of glory, may I meet my spouse. And you say all men are scums, all men are dogs, all men cheat. You will marry one that cheats. Get ready for the journey. But the Holy Spirit is here tonight saying that I am here to help you. That's what he said. To change those mindsets. To change. That's what he says. Oh, it's one step at a time. You know, in life you have to do this one after the other. In this place, it's giant strides we take. No place for someone else. Which one step at a time? If you can fly, auntie, fly. Jump if you can jump. Why are you taking one step at a time? You can jump. Little drops of water make a mighty ocean. Or Benny. Ocean. What's that? When are we going to wait for the drops of water? To wait for the drops of water to be filled. We don't do small things in this place, and I'm serious about it. If you belong here, we have a way of some of this has the messages. It will configure you to greatness. If you came me thinking I'll be small in life, well, let me just manage anything God blesses me, we all just no. There's somebody no room for smallness. There's no room for that. So that's the wrong mindset you need to put down. Somebody says, que sera, sera, whatever will be, nothing will be for you. The only thing that will be is poverty. You know, poverty is so easy to get. Just do nothing, and you'll be poor. It's as simple as that. You are waiting what will be. In this kingdom, the violent think it by what? Takun, takun. You take it by force. If the enemy doesn't want to resist you, what belongs to you, I take it by force. There's no place for what to be waiting for what to be. When will my turn come? You take it. It's my turn now. Faith is now. I'm taking it now. So all this wrong mindset people have, believing the world instead of the word, is something to do with. It's something to drop at the feet of the cross tonight. It's something to say, Jesus, no. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm tired of having such mentalities. You know that another kind of weight can be that, you know, all these weights and sins, they hinder you from entering into your glorious destiny. Let me give you a better prayer example. So, God has plans for you to be wealthy, but you are greedy. That's a weight. You will never enter into, I'm not talking about you have money and can feed your family. I'm talking about the money that the Bible says in Deuteronomy, I think 15:6 or so. It says that you will lend unto nations and not borrow. You think it's 1 million naira. Or 10 million naira. You don't enter into it. Because greed is the way that is stopping from entering there. If you look at many of the billionaires in the world, richest men in the world, more than half of what they have, they put into charity. They're not working for themselves. They're working for charity. Pastor Mavis always says, if you cannot go through, if you cannot pass through, what happens? It won't get to you. God will not give it to you. Greed, we will be told. Selfishness, we will be told. Greed, we say, it just has to be about me. I want to take more, get more, never giving out. Selfishness says, it's just about me, myself and I. And that's what weight does. That's what sin does. Never allow you enter into your place of glorious destiny. I pray for somebody tonight that the Lord will set you free. Just where you are sitting, we're going to pray this prayer just where you are sitting. You're going to decree and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pull down every wrong mindset, every wrong philosophy, stopping me from making progress in life. Where you are, pray. Rakanga la badabadaba shada. Reketele bosaba. Every wrong mindset. Some brothers have not gotten married because they think that ladies are going to be slaves to them. When I married, I should just be cooking. So every woman that you see, something tells her that this one to turn me into a slave. So they will never say yes to you. That's the way. It's a mentality. I pull them down. Everything that is not in alignment with the word of God, I pull it down. Every philosophy, every wrong mindset, every ideology, I pull them down. Pray some more. Beloved, pray some more. Pull them down. You don't just things in your mind. You don't just things you have believed that are lies. Or another scripture out. They may be applicable to the world, but the world does not back it up. Makandele. Every wrong mindset. Every wrong philosophy of life. Rakatala badadada. Tonight, Lord, we put them down. Leka sapata tataya. Leka rabadadadadadada. Leka radadadada shata. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. One of the challenges I have sometimes is when people begin to excuse their sinning nature or their ability to sin. They're excusing to weaknesses. They say, oh, it's my weakness. You know, it's just who I am. It's how God made me. It's my nature. I cannot really change. You have not submitted yourself to the Holy Spirit to work on you. You have not. So tonight, as part of what you're going to do, you're going to submit yourself to the Holy Spirit to work on you. To work on you so that it can help you. So somebody says, oh, you know, I'm melancholy, so I don't forgive easily. This is how you know go far. When somebody hurts me, I forgive, but I put it in the corner of my heart. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Meanwhile, the Lord says, vengeance is mine, says me, the Lord. But you say, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So somewhere in the corner of your heart, you have plans to revenge. Is there a weight that is killing you, plus weight plus sin in the same category? Only one person. What's happening? You must break it tonight. Somebody says, I'm sanguine. For example, I'm sanguine. I'm very jovial. We are prone to cheating, so I cannot really help you. That's why I'm cheating on my husband. Bele, sanguina, I heard you. You will break out. You cannot excuse your weakness because these things will never allow you enter into the place of your glorious destiny. It will stop you at the way. So you will not go far. You cannot go far with that. Last shot. My time is almost up. Let me just talk about how we can break free from this weight and then we move on. One of the things you can do is to study the word and apply the word. How do you break out of this weight and sin? Study the word and apply the word. Don't just read. Study. Go a little extra. Check other translations. And ask the Holy Spirit to give you interpretations. Read the word. In the word lies your deliverance. In the word lies your deliverance. In the word of God lies your deliverance. In that same word lies your victory from those sins. From that sin. It's not plenty sin, no. Is this one sin that is just struggling with that sin? The sin in the word lies our deliverance. In the word lies your freedom. You know, the word of God is like a mirror. So you look into that mirror and see what the word of God says about you. So imagine with me, you're standing in front of a mirror. Imagine that in your mind's eyes, and you stand in front of a mirror and look at yourself, and it's the word of God. And you know what the word of God says about this. So you look at the mirror and say, this doesn't look good on me. Okay, I'm dressed for this occasion now, but this bag of hot, of paint, doesn't match my outfit. You look at the mirror again from the word of God, and you say, this lipstick of gossip, come and fit in by. You look at the mirror again and say, this is not what the word of God says, but these eyelashes, look at eyelashes of greed. I'm taking them off. You look into the word of God. I can see myself. This showed a part of pride. It's like we're going to change our tailor. Somebody has to sew it. It's in the word of God. You find it. Because you use the word of God to mirror your life. But if you don't know the word of God, you cannot be like the word of God. You need to know the word of God to be like the word of God. And it's for you, the word of God, that you conquer. Because the word of God shows you your true identity. So you stand in that mirror of the word of God and say, sin doesn't look good on me. Can somebody say, sin doesn't look good on me? Does it look good on you? It doesn't. Backbiting doesn't look good on me. It's like body odor. Gossiping. It's like bad mouth odor. It doesn't look good on me. Sin doesn't look good on me. It doesn't. The other thing we can do is to pray. I'm going to pray tonight. In the next few minutes we have, I'm going to pray. Prayer does wonders. Prayer does wonders. If you submit yourself in the place of prayer, you are consistent. What you'll be changed into, it will amaze you. We're going to pray tonight. You will pray. Can we rise on our feet? My time is up, but I want us to do this. We will pray tonight. Kanya bada shata. Ekoroponyo kanya laba shata da 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 da. Reketeleba shata da 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 da. If you don't pray, I like that song. Satan will make a mess of you. See, Satan will rubbish your mind. Yeah. He will make a mess of your destiny. Big, great, glorious, wonderful, powerful, mighty destiny that God has for you. Satan will rubbish you. His plan is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to destroy all of God's plan and purpose for your life so that you don't enter into that place that God has planned for you. You're going to pray tonight. Are you praying already? Can I have that song? If I don't pray, Satan will judge me. I will pray. My brothers and sisters, pray. Auntie, pray. Satan will rubbish you if you don't pray. In the place of prayer, you find strength. In the place of prayer, you find courage. In the place of prayer, you find courage. You find strength injected into you by the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord can send His angel to touch you and give you strength to come out of that way, to drop off that way at the feet of Jesus. And say, this thing, this addiction, no more. Pray that you enter into your glorious destiny. No nonsense words can stop me. Nothing can stop me. It's a good time to pray. Hey, subject your flesh to the Spirit. Subject your flesh to the Spirit. Subject your flesh to the Spirit. Let your spirit get ascendancy. Let your spirit rule over your flesh. Let your spirit tell your flesh what to do. This mouth is not for gossiping. I will pray with this mouth. I will evangelize with this mouth. My destiny cannot be taken away from me. If you are online, I hope you are praying. Rakande lebo shada. Rakande da 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 da. Now this word, I drop it. I don't take it again. Lendo lebo da 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 da. Rakande da 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 da. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We take this last prayer, and I hand over the mic. The Bible says that the spirit warreth against the flesh. They are in contention. Flesh say, I'm going to do this. Spirit say, you cannot do this. Flesh say, I'm going to sin this thing. You know that if I see pornography, I must masturbate. If I see pornography, I must fornicate. He says, I cannot but gossip. I cannot keep my mouth quiet. I am always busy in other people's business. Your flesh wants to talk more than you should talk. The Bible says that they are warring against each other. We're going to pray tonight and say, Father, I submit my spirit to gain ascendancy over my flesh. I'll take that again. Now that means that my spirit is in charge. I'm the one that tells my flesh what to do. If my flesh say, oh, Sherry, back on, I want to do what I'm not supposed to do. My spirit will say, Makariyanama Shatandele Kadiaba. Will you behave yourself? Not in this place. Don't embarrass me. Behave yourself. Kadama, are you praying already? That your spirit will get ascendancy over your flesh. Submit your spirit to God. Yield your spirit to Him. And you will produce the fruit of the spirit. Marandele Badadoshata. I submit my spirit to the will of God.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.